the opinions you love, the history you crave. This is Rant EM Radio.
We're going to embark on a master quest.
I know a place where the geeks all come together. Dorks getting wild just to look at action figures. Sipping apple juice, standing outside in the long lines. It's all the nerds move their masks as we hand out all the freebies. Apples. We're from all over the world, and nothing comes close to us, geeky girls. Once you roleplay with us, you'll be typing with love.
Raider, Poison Ivy, my, these girls are looking lively.
Wonder Woman, Supergirl, I'm so nervous I could hurl. I like guns, I mean like girl guns. See her, meet her, this is fun.
The girl's a geek, she plays the Wii, and loves Stan Lee.
Anime, I wanna play with Felicia Day. Now let's cosplay
Princess Peach,
the One Ring.
Comic Con is everything, fanboys hanging out, all that cape hanging out.
Movies and groupies and boobies, no newbies, just definitely Scooby.
Katie, my lady.
Yeah.
How about an autograph, maybe?
Uh-huh. Wish we could get it on, cause you represent Comic-Con.
Comic-Con girls, we're incredible. Slave girl, lay a bikini on top. Star Wars chicks so hot, we'll melt your lightsaber. We're illogical, fine flesh pierced. We got lots on top. Wizards represent.
Sorry.
Now put your wands up. Expecto Patronum. Comic Con. Comic Con. Girls. Comic Con.
I wish y'all could be Comic Con.
Comic Con.
And good evening, and welcome to the first year of What Are You Reading on RantEMRadio.com's coverage of the San Diego Comic-Con, the mega big event that happens every year, and I only wish I could get there at least once, and I feel like I'm getting closer and closer to that time. But meanwhile, we're going to try to talk about the news that's been happening over the last couple of days in San Diego. And if you're out there and you want to join us, you can. You don't have to just listen, you can call in. The number is area code 215-253-4516. Or you can Skype me at SilverSurfer_forever. Just like Jordan Cobb and Steve Arone, who's both on the line right now. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello. And I, too, wish I was in San Diego, but I feel like I'm getting closer as well. I've even gotten Megan to actually talk into going with me. So.
All right, nobody knows who Megan is, but... No, I'm just kidding. Steve?
Hello.
You have let me down. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm not gonna air our behind the scenes dirty laundry because we're gonna do a good show tonight.
Which one of you guys bogarted my cocaine? I know it was one of you two.
Cocaine?
Yeah,
cocaine?
I'm in hey, I'm in film, okay? I'm like semi-required to be on the coast.
No. We don't do that kind of stuff here. But this is.
Dude, you go to spill.com and I ain't into drugs.
I know, man.
I know someone took my coat.
This is a drug-free show. This is a family show. Damn it.
So just heroin?
That's poor people's drug. No.
Okay. I'm ready to talk comics.
Yeah, so we got some comic news, comic movie news, comic game news, little game news. We're just going to talk news until we can't talk no more, or...
Or do you want me to talk about the new season of Looper?
No. That's... We're sticking to Comic-Con. Comic-Con. Stay focused. All right.
Let's talk Comic-Con then,
So what's the news? What do we have?
Apparently, there is a Hulk TV series that's being put on... The Hulk TV series that's been talked about for a while is being put on hold.
Hasn't been that on hold since.
It was a tweet back in January that Guillermo del Toro, co-writer and director of Pacific Rim, which you should all go see, has not gotten word back from Marvel about the TV series. He said, and I quote, "I met with Jeff Lowe after Avengers, but after that meeting, there's been complete radio silence on the show."
Well...
And it looks like Del Toro's worst fear. It looks like that it, you know, the show has been put on delay, on pause for the time being, because Marvel is likely planning a whole TV series on the back burner in order to focus more so on Phase 2 of their cinematic universe.
Plus, once Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. hit the airwaves and it becomes a hit, more of these TV shows get fast lit.
Well, I would imagine also with all the 90 million other projects Guillermo del Toro is working on. That guy really just loves to stay busy.
So, yeah, there's been some news about Superior Spider-Man.
Are they canceling it? Please tell me they're canceling it.
You're not gonna... I don't know if they're ever changing the title.
I doubt it.
But I doubt you won't
it.
Get Peter Parker...
I don't want a title change. I just want one more day fucking retconned, and I want to be able to actually read Peter Parker comics again.
You're not probably going to get Peter Parker until Spider-Man 2 comes around next year.
Well, I know that, and it sucks that the only place I can go to for new, fresh, you know, Peter Parker material is, like, you know, some really good written fan fictions out there, the Amazing Spider-Man films, and going back and rereading just... You're like, that's not new. Yeah, pretty much I only got the movies now.
I will say this. I've read, I think, 5 or 6 issues in Superior Spider-Man, and I have to say it's pretty interesting what they're doing with the character. Actually, I see 2 characters.
Well, I wouldn't know, because I'm still refusing.
Yeah, man, I was pissed at One More Day, but I had to move on.
I have a code, damn it.
I haven't bought Spider-Man since One More Day either, because...
Yeah, neither have I. I've only bought an Ultimate Spider-Man.
Because, there was no need to dissolve the marriage of Peter Parker and Mary Jane.
There really wasn't, and I'll say this. Even though I was reading both Prime and Ultimate, at the time, like, even before One More Day, I was actually reading Ultimate more, because I was like, this is actually kind of a little bit more interesting.
Now, I did get Spider-Man, which was the last thing I read about Peter Parker.
I'll own up to this. Spider-Man with both Peter and Miles is a really, really good story.
Okay, so what else? What are the news?
That is, what was the story about Superior Spider-Man?
Yeah, we didn't get to that. My bad. We got caught up in this other stuff. Well, there's a Superior Spider-Man month coming along. They're going to have Superior Carnage, written by Kevin Shenanick. Superior.
Didn't that just debut?
What?
Didn't that book just debut this week?
I think it's a miniseries.
Well, this month is Superior Spider-Man month, they're saying. And of course, there's Superior Foes of Spider-Man, written by Nick Spencer. What was the main news I saw?
Is that something to do with Venom?
Oh man, I lost the thing I was.
You need me to look it up?
Yeah, somebody do the job, please.
Anyway. Oh, okay, hold on. Is it this link on the page that says Marvel Superior Spider-Man?
Yes.
Okay, I clicked on it. Okay, so here's what. Oh, son of a bitch! They're actually screening the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. pilot right now with Joss Whedon.
Where's this at?
They're like right now. They're actually screening.
The news. Yes.
I hate you people in San Diego. Okay.
Don't worry. So, it'll be online soon enough.
So there was a Marvel Comics panel. Superior Spider-Man panel with the editorial and creative teams behind Superior Spider-Man, Daredevil, and the Superior Foes of Spider-Man. Is that really a book? Never mind. So, the panel kicked off with a teaser for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. They showed a teaser for Avengers Assemble. Then they introduced Superior Carnage. With writer Kevin Shinnick, Superior Foes of Spider-Man writer Nick Spencer, with editor Steve Wacker, and Daredevil artist
Chris Samney,
Herberto Ramos, and writers James Robinson and Chris O'Shea. They've declared July Superior Spider Month, and they showed like variant covers for Superior. One of them showing Black Cat and Spider-Man, which I'll cough up to is an actually very nice cover. But they've introduced more titles. But they've introduced Superior Foes of Spider-Man, which is a comic series. It tended to be entirely driven by Spider-Man's Rogues, by the Rogues Gallery.
Sinister Six. Of a version of the Sinister Six.
Yeah, it's a new version of the Sinister Six.
New version? Who's in that?
Trying to remember. The Beetle, Captain Boomerang.
Captain Boomerang is DC.
The Boomerang guy. I don't know what his name.
Boomerang,
is that it?
It's just Boomerang, because Captain Boomerang is a Flash Rogue Gallery.
Yeah, Boomerang, Speed Demon.
It's funny how some Spider-Man Flash villains have similar abilities. Anyway, I'm ready to move on to Spider-Man. Fuck him.
The panel for Amazing Spider-Man 2 was also today, where people... where they really unveiled a first look at Electro. Sadly, that footage has not been leaked yet, so...
But did you see the teaser trailer?
Yeah, I don't know. You mean the teaser for Electro? Yeah, I saw that. That was a bit cheesy, but they liked it.
I had no excitement for Amazing Spider-Man 2.
I'm actually pretty excited.
Because, you know, the more I watch Amazing Spider-Man, the less I like it. And not
really?
Not to say I'm not going to give Amazing Spider-Man 2 a chance. I'm hoping it blows me away. But they got to change Peter Parker's attitude. Anyway, X-Men. Days of Future Past portraits have been released. And one of the characters they have is Bishop. And who is Bishop being played with? Omar Sy. Do y'all know him, gentlemen?
He was in that. I know the actor. He was in that French movie that came in that film festival. I can't remember the name, but I know the one you're talking about. I know the actor.
Every time I hear Omar, I think back to The Wire.
He was in the Untouchables.
Yeah, that is it.
Oh shit, that's right. God damn. Okay, well there's also something X-Men related, also at Comic-Con. People got, in the pictures are online, people have gotten their first look at what the Sentinels are going to look like. And we've also gotten confirmation on just who the hell worked for me, computer. Who the hell Peter Dinklage is going to be playing?
Well, it was always believed he was going to play Bulova Trask, who's the creator and inventor of the Sentinels.
Well, that is true, yeah, Bulova Trask. But, I mean, there was speculation, but now it's been confirmed.
I mean, once it was ruled out he wasn't going to play Puck.
Honestly, I thought Puck would be good, but I wasn't one to speculate, because I was like, oh no, it should have been this one. No, no. But hey, Bulova Trask as the main antagonist for Days of Future Past is a really good decision, because like I say, he's the creator of Sentinels, and I just want to ask, what did you guys think of the look of the Sentinels? I mean, we've only seen the head, like the head base.
That doesn't mean much. What we have to see is Sentinels against X-Men. You know, now of course they can do giant robots. We know that. But can they make it work where they're facing normal sized people and Wolverine's climbing up backs and getting fastball specials and taking off hits?
That's what you do. Get the effects guys behind Pacific Rim to help out. The guys who did the Jaeger.
Well, that's Industrial Light.
That's to be.
That's Industrial Light and Illusion.
I don't care. Get them to do the Wordwork system.
Well, just about most special effects are done by Industrial Light and Illusion. I mean, they are the best at it.
Well, that is very true. That is it's very goddamn true. But yeah, I like the look, and I'm glad we're actually going to get the sequel on Sentinel. I am not counting that measly 5 seconds.
You may not like the premise of the movie, though.
No, I do. I love Days of Future Past.
No. Let me tell you. Like, now you know Days of Future Past. Kitty Pryde travels back through time to her younger self body to warn the X-Men about saving a certain person from being murdered by the Brotherhood, because his death triggered anti-mutant sentiment that led to the creation of this, well, not the creation of Sentinel, but the reinstatement of the Sentinels, which they then take over the United States and wipe out heroes and mutants alike and put everybody in concentration camps. Okay. So in this movie, Kitty Pryde's not going to be the one traveling back through time. Supposedly, she's going to use her powers to help Wolverine travel back through time.
Okay, see, like I said, I'm okay with some changes to adaptations. I've come to expect that. I mean, I've given up on. You have to be completely faithful. Look, it's a completely different medium. Do what you need to. But I would honestly like to know Phil Kitty Pryde, because it really to really make people notice her. And I always thought Kitty Pryde is a great kid. Now, I thought this well before Whedon got his hands on her and turned her into an absolute fantastic character on his Astonishing run. But, you know, I can see why they go with Wolverine, because there's so many people, like, mainstream, a good majority of mainstream audiences.
Well, here's my... Sorry. Here's my problem with them using Wolverine.
Oh, yeah, what's the problem?
Not that I dislike Wolverine, but I don't want this movie to focus all on him. That's what makes... The thing that makes X-Men First Class better than all the other X-Men movies, it doesn't focus on one character. I love X-Men 1 and 2. I like X-Men 3. Excuse me. Even though that is the worst of all the X-Men. But X-Men First Class is the best one. And it's because it focuses a little bit on everybody and not just one character. But it seems like
I still like X2 the best, but yeah, X-Men First Class is a very close second behind that, because it is a...
Well, you're wrong, my friend. You're wrong.
It's not, hey, I'm allowed to have a different opinion.
You're wrong.
It's like, you wrong, bitch.
You're wrong.
You're fucking wrong. You're wrong. How you like that?
Showrunners and cast and fans had a Young Justice get together. This makes it painful that there's no more Young Justice coming back. It is such a demand for
it. You hit me right in the heart, man. That hurt.
Yeah, I would have been there too. I ain't gonna lie.
That hurt.
I had to bring back McGann. Bring her back.
You know what? I don't. If we don't get a season 3, it's like a goddamn DVD movie. Please.
Yeah,
please.
I don't think we get none of that.
If someone out there in San Diego can hear me, please.
Planet of the Apes fans, there is a Dawn of the Planet of the Apes online prequel comic book revealed. So before you get part 2 of the Planet of the Apes, there will be a comic book you can read to fill in some of the blanks between the two Planet of the Apes movies.
I don't read much prequel comics, but this one I might actually check out, because I really dug Rise of the Planet of the Apes. And I
want to
know
what happens
in
the
movie. So, yeah, I'll read it. I'll check it out.
Some Arrow news, right? Now, Arrow was a successful first season. And we all know Arrow has a relationship with the Black Canary. And the Black Canary's real name is Dinah Lance. Now, on the TV show, there was a Laurel Dinah Lance, or Dinah Laurel Lance. Which one was it? Anyway, who was on the TV show last year and was a lawyer. And, of course, people was wondering when she would become Black Canary. Well, there's going to be a Black Canary come next season. But it won't be Laurel Lance.
Thank God.
You don't like him?
Okay, here's my thing.
Wait, Steve. Well, Steve, you don't like the current person they have on there?
Yeah, she's just a lot in this. I don't like this version of her. But I wish that she was a different character entirely. But thank God they're making a new character to be a Black Canary.
It's not a new character.
Hmm?
It's not a new character.
Wait. So the Black Canary and Diana Lance will be two different people?
Yes. They're going with a Golden Age Black Canary.
Which is the mother of the second.
Carl T. Lutz is joining the show in a recurring role. And what's going to be her name on the TV show?
Let me look it up. I'll say this first. I don't love Katie Cassidy isn't bad as Laurel Lance, but to be honest, she's like the least interesting and developed character next to Tommy. Now, granted, Tommy Merlin actually is a pain, an interesting character to keep went on, but spoilers, I'm actually kind of glad he got off the way he did in the finale, because it was like, oh, that's a good way for him to go. Laurel Lance on Arrow never quite progressed outside of the fact that, oh, she's Oliver's ex, she's this crusader for good, you know, on the right side, but there's also this love triangle bullshit between her, Tommy, and Oliver.
Well, Tommy's dead. That,
well, yeah, well, I'm glad. I actually grew on Tommy. Like, he actually became an interesting character towards the end of the season, but am I upset he's not going to be back? Not really. I'm really not. And like I said, Katie Cassidy is like the least interesting and least developed person on that show. Which is why I'm hoping for season two it'll change, because honestly, out of the Arrow cast of characters, Black Canary is my thing.
Well,
I have always loved Black Canary. Even Katie Lott looks.
It's kind of obvious that they're doing with this show what they did with Smallville, where you can't try to line it up to what's going on in the comic books. It's a different universe.
No, I know that. I expect that.
No. I'm just saying.
By the way, Katie Lass has been casted as Diana Drake.
Yeah, Diana Drake. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, Diana's right.
Who's supposed to be the Golden Age version. Now,
yeah,
I thought when they introduced Lowell's mother, that she may be Black Canary, but I don't know if she's coming back or not.
Honestly, even when Alex Kings came on to play, you know, Lowell's mother, I thought she's actually a little more interesting. And like I said, she's just the least interesting and least developed person on the show. I mean, it's not her fault. I mean, I know the actress is trying, but hopefully, like I said, with season two, it's going to change. And I'm reading the article right here. Diane's going to start out as a recurring character, but will transition and be promoted as a regular, being groomed to become another one of Oliver Queen's love interests. And there's no word if they're gonna feature the high pitched scream, but given the no superpowers rule of the show, it seems unlikely. But honestly, if there's one character they could break this for, I would love if they could. Like I said, I'm a big Black Canary fan. The character's awesome. And I would just love if they were able to keep that her power.
Okay. There's a Comic-Con exclusive Riddick motion comic. You can see that on IGN. There was an extended Kick-Ass 2 trailer.
Oh yeah.
Oh. Where you get an introduction of the villains who are on the side of the motherfucker. Played by McLovin himself.
Christopher McLaughlin.
Right. You think they're going to do the rape thing in this?
Okay. I've gone on record saying I hate Kick-Ass 2. I hate that fucking book. That gang rape scene is one of the big reasons. Major reasons I hate the book, because it's so in your face. Constantly going like, oh yeah, we're edgier, we're more like more Fox, more violent. Yeah. I'm like, so it was like a, you know what it was like? It was honestly like the ending to the first Kick-Ass book, which sucked. It was just like more of that bullshit. Now there were aspects I liked about Kick-Ass 2, like the whole superhero group and the whole, you know, going to get super villain group. And I'm glad, and I like the casting of this. And honestly, it looks like they're only using the good aspects of the book for the movie. Like I said, I've enjoyed this trailer. More so, the scenes I've enjoyed, I'm loving the interaction between Kick-Ass and Hit-Girl more and more in this. And I love John Leguizamo in this extended trailer, cracked me up a lot. But I hope the movie's good. I mean, I got some hopes. I got some expectations. I mean, granted, they're a bit lower because I just absolutely fucking hate that book a lot. But
the movie looks like it may be...
I highly doubt. I highly doubt they're going to do the game.
I hope not to, because...
I haven't read two, and I didn't know that was in there. I doubt it. They'll change it because they changed quite a lot in the first movie, so that they'll pretty much change whatever they feel that it's not right.
Now, were either one of y'all a fan of a Wolverine origin comic book that ended a couple years ago?
No.
Why not?
It was boring.
Was not boring. I read the whole thing.
I read like two issues. I was like, no.
I liked it. And now, what's his first name again? It's sad I can't pronounce names correctly. Karen Gillan is going to be rewriting Wolverine Origins 2, which I hope I'm into, because I can't get into the current Wolverine storyline. And it's not because it's a bad book, but it's just something holding me back from it. And I'm not reading Savage Wolverine either. And I do need something to read, so. I do need some Wolverine to read.
And honestly, the only thing involving Wolverine I care to read is All New X-Men and Wolverine and the X-Men.
I don't read either one of them. Not in the budget.
There was another trailer that came out at Comic-Con I know that many people are excited about.
We'll get to that last.
Okay.
Yeah, who's writing this? Sorry, you already said it. I don't know. What more can they put in his origin?
I don't know. We'll find out. There's going to be a Tomb Raider comic book series coming soon.
Yeah, Dark Horse is doing a lot of, I don't know, sequel comics to certain video games and movie franchise. They're doing a Tomb Raider comic. They're doing a Prometheus comics. I don't know whether it's a sequel or a prequel, whatever.
Maybe this comic will contain the parts of the movie that makes sense.
Maybe to take a... I think it's going to take place after the movie. Because I really want to see what happens after the character took the direction to go to the... What's the name? The alien world. So I'm interested in seeing that.
You know, Prometheus was a very polarizing movie as far as people who liked it and who didn't like it. And, you know, a lot of people were disappointed because they wanted to see the aliens. And they didn't really get an alien movie. They don't feel they got one. And
well, they had to wait like almost 2 hours to see the alien.
You really don't see the alien.
Can you not see the after credits?
No, I saw it, but I'm saying it's... That's not really the alien.
No,
it's kind of
like
a precursor.
Yeah. So the Tomb Raider comic, I think it's going to be written by Gail Simone. Yeah, Gail Simone. Should be interesting. Dark Horse is also doing a Halo comic. So, maybe another interesting one. Not a big fan of Halo, but.
Didn't Marvel do Halo?
For a while back then. And the first Halo.
Man, I'm having a problem with my browser.
Marvel announced Marvel. Marvel? Yeah. Like certain books that didn't get renumbered will get relaunched, or some series that got cancelled recently. I think X-Factor is getting canceled, and I have a feeling it's going to relaunch with a new issue number one, along with Astonishing X, and maybe the Red Hulk. Maybe
they're going to give the Red Hulk enough. I don't think they're giving Red She-Hulk enough because they just canceled her book.
Yeah, they did it straight up.
Yeah, that's true. So, the only two books I can think of is Astonish X-Men and X-Factor. Because those two possibility of getting relaunched.
Difficulties on my computer. You click on your browser and then just continue to just keep opening page at the page. And so I may have to internet for a second in order to regain control.
Hey, isn't this your browser issue?
Yeah, but I have to cut accent off, which is going to take off the air for a few seconds.
Can we talk about the guest star for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. pilot?
What about the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. pilot?
Obi Sumter.
Smoke plays a regular on the show.
Now,
supposed to be the father, how you met her mother, right?
Yeah, Ted Mosby going every excruciating detail to his son and daughter.
It takes how many seasons to explain that?
Apparently, 8, and in the upcoming 9th, will show how they exactly met. Now, the actress is Kristen Militoy. I am so sorry if I fucked that up. But yeah, she's doing this, and she's also going to be playing Leonardo DiCaprio's first wife in Wolf of Wall Street, which is out this November. So she's also going to get some pretty nice notice. She's also a musician and Broadway actress.
Agent Shields, now, that's debuting on Tuesday nights, so I set my DVR. I'm really hoping we get about 3 to 5 guest stars for the season. You know, don't want every episode to be a guest star, but you want, when a guest star shows up, that it's a natural part of the storyline and not just showing up just to show up. Make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes all the sense in the world.
Sorry, folks. I can't get my browser to function, so I can't get to the stories. This is what happens when you're live. So, I need y'all to fill in for a second. What storylines you want to talk about? And save that trailer for last. Not till I come back, at least.
Alright. I will save it for last. What I have is... Hold on. Let's see. What I got is some more Marvel news. Apparently, Marvel Comics is teasing...
Sorry, folks. I can't get my browser to function. So, I can't get to the stories. This is what happens when you lie. Hold on. Sorry. Alright, go continue.
Okay, so during their retailer launch, Marvel Comics teased a new Marvel Man ongoing.
Which one?
Yeah, alright. Here's the story from Comic Book Resources. As part of the Diamond Comics hosted annual retailer appreciation lunch at Comic-Con International in San Diego, Marvel Comics Senior VP of Sales, Sorry. Something in my throat. Senior VPs of Sales David Gabriel gave his traditional speech, providing the assembled attendees with hints and teasers of what the publisher has in the pipeline. These projects and images with the accompanying slideshow included a slide featuring the Marvel Man icon with the words, "We have not forgotten."
Yes.
A follow-up to Paul Jenkins and Andy Kubrick's Wolverine miniseries Origins.
Hold your thought. I want to talk about Marvel Man for a second.
Okay.
You know, Marvel Man was a British comic that was created after Captain Marvel stopped publishing because of legal battles with DC. So Marvel Man was created over in England, which of course he is a character, you know, says a certain name, he gets endowed with powers, he empowers other people with his same abilities, if they say his name. And Miracle Man was a hit, and then they brought it back under Alan Moore, who killed it. And then Neil Gaiman, right, took over.
Yeah,
but he never really finished off the storyline, and then it was reprinted, and then Marvel bought it out. And people was expecting them to at least finish the storyline, and for some reason Marvel thought it'd be better to reprint 50 comics that nobody was interested in, and it didn't really do well, and you haven't heard from it since. And a lot of people don't want them to bring Marvel Man to the Marvel, to the regular Marvel universe. They feel he should be separate. But yeah, I'm just waiting for them to do something with him.
Yeah, and how to and reprint some of the classic Alan Moore stuff in trade.
There was speculation that the Sentinel would become Marvel Man. There's speculation that Marvel Man would show up after Age of Ultron. And they also thought Marvel Man would show up after X-Men versus Avengers. And so on and so forth. So Jordan, continue on with that story, please.
Yes. The other thing shown in like the slideshow is, like, again, there's going to be a follow-up to the Paul Jenkins and Andy Kubrick's Wolverine miniseries Origin.
Yeah, I said that already.
There's going to be more Lego themed variant covers, which is interesting. And the last two things I think are interesting. One, there's going to be a new slate of Marvel Now number one set to debut in January 2014. And there's going to be a crossover series, Deadpool versus Carnage.
Deadpool versus who?
Carnage.
Yeah, I'm not interested. Sorry. I don't know. Deadpool.
How does everyone feel about that?
Well, I was never really a big Carnage fan. I mean, yes, he's scary looking, and, you know, when the Carnage was originally created, you know, he was. He had the symbiote. He was a psychotic mass murderer, and it made him dangerous. But he hasn't really been that much of a factor since. And I'm not a big Deadpool fan. I don't get the whole thing. He's a bum, in my opinion. Not that he's a bad character, but he just talks too damn much, and I wish he'd shut the hell up. And he has no superpowers, and why the fuck everybody love Deadpool so much? I don't get it. Did you see the clip for the DC animated Flashpoint movie?
Oh yeah, a friend of mine actually just saw that.
Shh. We don't steal.
Captains Boomerang and Cold.
We don't steal. But it's out on digital download today. It's going to be on Blu-ray and DVD on the 30th.
It's for digital download today?
Yes. According to the DC page on Facebook.
Oh, okay. The DC Captain's page. Hold on, let me go by there right now. Check this shit out.
So,
anyone reading Trinity War?
No.
I read the first issue, which was Justice League 23. And I like this.
Okay, there's news I wanted to bring up. Speaking of Justice League, the Flashpoint Paradox, it turns out that will lead to the new 52 getting animated movies, starting with Justice League 4. So all the speculation people had...
I thought they shut down the animated studio.
Well, that was like the distributor, Warner Premiere, basically. It was like, that shut down. But that's not going to stop them, because honestly, you think like decent spot, you know, money in sales and rentals, and they're not going to let that go easily. Like you said, all the speculation people have, thinking that the DC Animated Universe original movies are going to turn to the new DC Universe, well, yeah, it looks like that's all coming true, since Flashpoint's going to lead into Justice League 4, which apparently might be based on the first arc, the first Justice League arc of the new 52.
No, it's based on the Justice League, the Trinity War.
It's going to be based on Trinity War?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Now,
okay.
I got some news for y'all. Your favorite artist, the man who brought us Big Breasts' Captain America, Rob Liefeld, and Gina Carano, is bringing Angeline to the big screen.
Bringing who?
Angeline.
Really?
Yes.
Is that an Image character?
Yes. No, it's a Maximum Press character.
Of course it is.
Now, of course, I know a lot of people want to see Gina Carano play Wonder Woman.
I know I would.
I think she would make a better Miss Marvel than Wonder Woman. But
Honestly, she can play both roles, but right now, it's more likely. Look, Gina Carano... You're right. She made a good Miss Marvel, but out of the two roles that are more likely to happen right now, it's more likely she's going to end up as Wonder Woman. But she's a clear fan favorite. Even me, I love it. Make her Wonder Woman. Why did I blank on that? Oh my god.
They say, according to the Hollywood Reporter, the duo is rebuilding and reconceiving the property into a starring vehicle for Carano that's likened to the Underworld franchise. A search will begin for a screenwriter next week. Of course, Angeline debuted in 1995 and was the most feared angel in the heavens. War host until she was banished after being tricked into questioning God's love for humanity. Despite her exile on Earth, she continues to fight evil while searching for the person who holds the key to saving mankind from demons.
I just got a news story that just popped up. I think that is related to Comic-Con. It's the first reaction to RoboCop footage from Comic-Con.
Oh, boy. Let me prepare myself first. Okay. Okay.
Ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. This is, now this is from people on Twitter. At H-Wood Minotaur said the RoboCop footage was absolutely fantastic. The storyline for man and machine wrestling with his own soul and humanity sounds powerful. At First Showing said RoboCop footage looked solid, not as bad as I was expecting, but not amazing either. Solid action, looks good, still not convinced. At Nick X said RoboCop footage doesn't get an overly enthusiastic response, but it looked okay. At First Showing also said, I'll admit, first bit of finished RoboCop footage didn't look bad at all. Actually looks quite good, but so did Total Recall at first.
And, they're right about that. When you see that footage, they show the Comic Con for Total Recall, you thinking, wow, this is gonna be some good ass shit. But that movie just all kinds of fail. Now, as far as RoboCop is concerned, whether it's good word coming out on Twitter or not, I'm gonna take the good rating and knock it down.
Well,
two levels.
Out,
say again,
bounce it out this response.
Whatever the reaction is, I'm gonna knock it down two pegs, because people go to Comic Con, they go to these things, and they hype themselves up because they're happy they made it into the panel, and you can show a guy taking a dump and they will go off for it. So
Look, the fact that this has got fucking Michael Keaton as the villain, I'm sold on that.
Yeah, but
What villain?
Which villain is he playing? Is he playing the corporate villain, or is he playing the drug dealer villain?
I believe he's playing the more corporate villain. We'll see. Hold on.
He dies in the original, so.
Well, look, two things. One, it's giving Michael Keaton work, which I think we can all agree. Michael Keaton deserves more work because Michael Keaton is awesome. Secondly, Michael Keaton is a villain. That's going to be really cool to see. He's like, gosh, that was Batman. I was killing a dude. Aw, man.
Okay, any other breaking news before we
nothing's popping up on my screen. Although, you know, it's Comic Con, so something's going to break every, like, 5 minutes.
Real quick, DC Comics to make all age comics and Mad magazines returnable from October. It says DC Bob Wayne has made a number of retailer-friendly announcements at the Diamond retailer lunch that just concluded. From paying 100% of retailers, vertical advertisement, and regular dollar introduction line. What's the point we get to?
Oh, by the way, I just looked it up. Michael Keaton will be playing Raymond Sellers, the villainous CEO of Comic Book.
Okay. I'm going to be in a camp that I don't think RoboCop is going to be a good movie until I see it, because you have to understand.
I'm the same way.
You have to understand where the original RoboCop is coming from. And I'm talking to the people now. This is education for the people. You got to understand, you know, where that movie is coming from, and what the statement it was making. At that time, when it came out in the 80s, and I watched it in the theaters, you know, it was a commentary on violent films. So what is this RoboCop going to be as a remake? Because what was back then extreme and over the top is commonplace in movies today. So I don't know. So anyway, getting back to what
I guess.
Oh, now you got something to say. Go ahead.
I guess it's that fear of using machine as workforce instead of human beings. I guess unemployment or something.
And you know, it's funny in that movie at the time, right? It was set in the future, where Detroit was just like this gutted city, crime rampant, the police overworked, under, you know, stretched, can't even keep the streets in order. And you hear the news today that Detroit has declared bankruptcy.
Wait, it did?
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe the original RoboCop movie was not too far off in predicting how Detroit would end up.
Yeah, because it won't take long before some corporation thinks he can rebuild the city and own it, and then, you know, if your name is Murphy and you on the Detroit police force, I'd move. I'm telling you now. Get the hell out of Dodge, because you know what's going to happen to you. And if it happens, and you stick around, well, it was predicted. The movie was put out there, and you didn't listen. So, all you cops named Murphy, move away before it's too late. Anyway, so, yeah, so DC's going to buy back any of their all-ages comics and mad magazines from retailers.
Yeah.
If they order a certain amount from October. I don't know what's the purpose of that. They had to make some retailers happy. You know, retailers used to be able to... Well, actually, newsstands used to be able to return the comic books they didn't sell. Which is why you got comics in packs with cut covers. But let's get to the big news. That is 10 o'clock. The trailer for season 4 of The Walking Dead came out today. And I tell you, here, let's listen to a little bit of audio.
Just give it another second. Let's do it.
We go in, stay in formation for the sweep. After that, you all know what you're supposed to look for. Any questions?
Is there a time you weren't the boss of me?
We had a few years before I was born.
Whew, I'm scared. I'm scared already. So basically, when season 3 ended, there was combined force of the people from the prison and Woodbury survivors who are now all living in the prison. And of course, they're working together to survive, but shit is just getting worse and worse. They're dealing with zombies just surrounding the prison every day. Like, they're not like just wandering through the streets. They're surrounding the prison. Like, every day they're coming out and more zombies are at the gate. It's like somebody called and said, the buffet is almost ready.
Would there be a certain one-eyed individual behind this?
That's possible. It seems like somebody that's in this group may be betraying them. You know, zombies are getting into the prison somehow, some way. And every scene looks like somebody's going to bite the bullets. It's going to be a high body count, I believe. Both zombie and humans. Which is why you got most of the people from Woodbury come over anyway. Because you got to have somebody die. And well, there's a lot of red shirts.
It's Walking Dead. It's pretty reckless that someone has to die.
It's like at the end of season 3, when that busload of old people got off their butts, you're like, yeah, none of these people are going to survive. They're there just to be cannon fodder.
Well, my thoughts on the trailer, very interesting footage. And yeah, it's getting more and more intense, it's getting darker. But I was noticing a lack of a governor. I don't know if they want to keep the governor stuff.
I wouldn't bring the governor back this season. I would hold him off to the following season. Because, one, you want the governor to show back up when you least expect it. And it just seemed like...
Okay, good point. Good point. That's a very good point.
Like, everything is going wrong, or everything has gone right, and then the governor shows up. And more dangerous than ever. Him and his two flunkies, and some more crazy people they don't come across. So... it seemed like a lot in the trailer. A lot of people were questioning what they should be doing. You know, whether they should stay there, whether they should move on. And of course, what is the date? Let me get the date again.
It's premiering Sunday, October 13th.
So that's a Sunday night, 9 p.m. The highest rated cable programming on television. It even beat out Game of Thrones when they both played on the same day.
Well, more people are able to afford AMC than...
Well, that's not going to be true much longer, because AMC... They want to up their prices that the cable companies pay them, which has been causing problems. I know.
Well, shit.
I know. I got sick and tired of seeing commercials where they were advertising that my cable company, that I need to call them and tell them to keep AMC.
Well, you're goddamn right, because there was no way I was going to miss Breaking Bad.
But do you want your cable bill to go up?
Well, if it means watching the very last episode of Breaking Bad, yeah, I'll take the fucking hit, man.
Yeah, and Michonne has a horse in this, so...
I get it. If it means actually seeing how Breaking Bad ends
out. No, I'm not talking about the private. We're back on Walking Dead.
Okay.
Michonne on a horse. Looks good. Steve, what's your thoughts? Did you see the Walking Dead trailer or no? Is he still with us? Did we lose him?
Stevie Rowe.
Oh, man. I need a new... I hate him. I hate him so much.
You need a new co-host?
All right. Or just somebody that's willing to work hard. Because I can't do this.
I work hard.
I can't do this by myself. I mean, I want partners. I want life partners.
Have I pretty much not been by your side for these past few years?
No, not all every time. But yeah, you've been there a lot. You've been there for me. You was there from the beginning, almost. Comic-Con show, Clark Gregg returns. You know, Clark Gregg is in this movie coming out soon called The To-Do List.
The guys and who brought you Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz.
Come on.
Back.
What?
On August 23rd.
One night, 12 pubs.
He's pretty funny in that movie. So, for those Clark Gregg fans... You know what to do. Go out and see a to-do list when that opens up in a week or two.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see if any last minute news before we end the show.
Yeah, I'm getting nothing on my, I got like 5 different Comic-Con news trackers. I'm not getting a bit of a blip, as far as breaking news right now. Just a bunch of repeats from different sources about news that's already happened today.
All right, so what was your overall thoughts of the first couple of days? Comic-Con.
First, first 2 days, well, Thursday, as you expect, bit of a slow news day, because, you know, it's, you know, everyone wants to get around and see all what's there on the show floor, check out, you know, some very elaborate cosplays, and yeah, Friday, we got plenty of news today. News hits the fan quickly at Comic-Con. I mean, I know that, I still want to go to Comic-Con, but honestly, it is, like, preferable, because it's like, well, half this shit's just going to be up on the internet in, like, seconds anyway, but, you know, I would still like to go. But today's news, pretty solid. I mean, we got to get our first look at Walking Dead in October. And, hey, I'm excited to see what tomorrow brings.
Alright, I'm going to tell people what news they should look for on different websites real quick. Like, on Bleeding Cool, there's an article about the Mr. Peabody and Sherman movie. There's an interview with director Rob Mendikoff. Looking forward to some Peabody and his boy Sherman. That's going to be a CGI movie. Hopefully, they'll have respect for the source material and update it enough that it'll interest people. Are you a Peabody and Sherman fan?
Nope.
I didn't ask you. But you're back. Thanks for coming back.
Yeah. I don't know what's wrong with my mic. Anyway.
Oh, something wrong with the mic.
Yeah.
There's an article in there that says, will Miles Morales move to the 616? Read Cataclysm.
Is it a thing with the whole, the 616, what's the name? The one who eats planets.
Galactus.
Galactus enters the Ultimate Universe.
Yes, he's there now.
Yeah, I think, whatever fallout is going to happen there might bring Mark Morales into the 616.
Permanently or just temporary?
I guess it's going to be a temporary, just like a storyline. And he'll be back, so no harm there. So that's pretty much it.
Okay, CBR. Let's see.
Have you thought Marvel bringing back Marvel UK?
What about Marvel UK? Tell us about it.
Andy Landing is doing a miniseries called Revolutionary War.
Right.
And I think each issue will be about all the British characters, Death Heads, two Knights of the Pentagon, all those British characters that are in the Marvel Universe.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be interesting to look at. I hope the Black Knight's going to be in there.
Really? Marvel Knight?
No, Knight of the Pentagon. It's a Marvel book.
Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah,
yes, British, you know, Captain Britain, MI-13, all those different...
pretty much Marvel's British stuff.
Yes. Maybe that's how Miracle Man will show up.
Well, Miracle Man is a...
Well, Marvel. American,
is he an American character?
No, he's a British character. Marvel Man's a British character. I mean, I don't know.
Sorry.
Okay, I don't know if he's British... in the Marvel Universe, but it was, you know, British character over in England, so.
Okay.
Snyder, there's an article about Snyder, talking about Superman Unchained, which he's writing now. Joe Quesada did a Cup of Joe panel, which he does at most Comic Cons he show up at.
Mm-hmm.
Change one more day.
No, he's not a fan of the marriage, so he was behind that. So, because he's no longer editor in chief, so even though he's still in charge, who knows? Vin Diesel keep trying to tease what he's gonna do with Marvel. You know, speculation he's gonna be in Avengers 2, and. People think he's going to play the Vision. I'm hoping he plays Thanos.
Who?
Vin Diesel.
Okay, Vin Diesel as Thanos, I can see. But that's really interesting if they're going to make him a Vision. That, I think, I know Vin Diesel is a more than capable actor. I've been proven wrong by him, and I'm glad. Vin Diesel's got range. But the Vision, that's, it's honestly really interesting to see how that would go.
I don't know. If they bring in the Vision 2 along with the Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver, what other characters they going to leave out that's already part of the main six? Because now you're talking about nine heroes that can be, that could be in Avengers 2. That's a lot of heroes to focus on. Now, we know, of course, Thor, Iron Man, Captain America is going to be in the movie. And the Hulk, can't do without the Hulk. People want to see the Hulk. It's always a question of the Hawkeye and the Black Widow, whether they're going to show up or not. IGN, let's see. They have a story about, like I said, Clark Gregg on Agent Coulson's return. Joss Whedon talks about S.H.I.E.L.D. He talks about Avengers 2. Ninja Turtles stars talk about Season 2. Ubisoft reveal new assassin for Assassin's Creed. There's an article on what to look out for in movies, TV, and comics. Speaking of that, Guardians of the Galaxy is going to show up on Ultimate Spider-Man, and there was a clip of them showing up online. Everybody's showing up on Ultimate Spider-Man.
Wait, is this the ultimate version of Galaxy of the Guardians?
Everything is the ultimate version. They show up on Ultimate Spider-Man, not the ultimate version that's in the comics, but. Okay, they call it Ultimate Spider-Man, but he's dressed like regular Spider-Man. The only difference is, of course, you have the Ultimate Nick Fury, which all movies and comics have Ultimate Nick Fury. Now, even the 616 has a Sam Jackson looking Nick Fury.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they made some of his hero friends younger, Power Man, Iron Fist. They got the new Nova, which I don't like. I don't like him on there. And they got White Tiger because they gotta have a woman, and they didn't want a woman that would, you know, outshine Spider-Man. Deadpool was on there a couple weeks ago. I really didn't like that episode. Not because Deadpool just kept talking, and then it got to a point where the two of them was imagining, using their imagination to fight each other. Because Deadpool's crazy, of course, and he's imagining him fighting Spider-Man with crazy weapons and crazy things happening. Spider-Man, like, two people can do that. So you didn't get a real battle, you got an imaginary battle. So,
ow.
Anything else before we go?
I got nothing else. I think this is it for day two of San Diego Comic-Con 2013.
All right, so we'll be back tomorrow, 9 p.m. to recap tomorrow's Comic-Con news.
Please. I'm giving up my Saturday night.
We all giving up our Saturday nights. So,
okay, to be fair, I actually had nothing to do.
So please join us then, and we thanks for listening, and you'll be able to listen to this replay on Rant EM Radio. You'll be able to download it from iTunes.
Oh, I forgot one last thing. Nickelodeon debuts the trailer to Book 2 of Avatar: The Legend of Korra Spirit, and it looks absolutely breathtaking.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I am so excited. Atlantis officially coming back this September on Nickelodeon.
Yeah, let's save that for tomorrow, okay? We'll get into that first thing tomorrow. All right, everybody. All right. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Right. Goodbye.
Good night, everybody. Nerd. Peace.